Blog Talk Radio.
All righty. We are at this pink carpet together. And since it's Christmas time, you know, we're going to pretend that the carpet is red and green, but we all know that it is red. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Merry, Merry Christmas to every single one of you out there. And thank you so much for always supporting the VIP with Unique and Mecca. This is Mecca, everybody. Sounding a little under the weather, but I am here. It's the best I've been talking all week, so I must have been anticipating today because I've been jacked up, but I am here. So I thank God, you know, by the grace of God that I am here. So this week, it's just my sis and I, something that we don't get a chance to do too much because we usually always have guests. But my sis and I just, you know, celebrating the holidays with you all and also just doing a recap of 2017 because it really has been good to us. And I know, you know, she's here. I know she will agree that we've had a pretty good 2017, sis. If I do say so myself, yeah.
Sitting here like, where did the time go? I know we always say that, but it seemed like we was just getting ready for January.
Yes.
And it's like, that seems like it was only 2-3 months ago.
Exactly.
Like, almost to January again.
Exactly. 2018 is about to be here.
Woo. Yep.
It ain't waiting for nobody whatsoever. Say it again, sis.
But a week and a couple of days away.
Girl. Girl, girl. Oh, man, I'm telling you, when I tell you, you know, before we got on, I was listening, I was thinking back to, you know, our guests. I was thinking back to this couple of growing pains, I guess I can say, that we had doing this. And, you know, I was just so grateful, you know. And then prior to that, I was thinking just about, you know, the holidays. Like I said, bear with me, y'all. Thinking about the holidays and, you know, how a lot of people focus on so much of the material giving aspect of it. You know what I mean? And that's one thing, but, you know, it's another thing when you get, like, the emotional gifts, you know, somebody say something nice to you or, you know, anything like that. And I had to go back to this week and last week that, you know, some of my students, you know, their parents and some of my coworkers, you know, would just come to my classroom in the morning and give me gifts. And I was just like, you know, taken aback for a couple of reasons. One is because I'm a big giver and I don't really expect people to give a lot, but you know, you get what you give. But I was really taken aback by that, and I definitely appreciated the fact that people thought about me. But a couple of parents came in, sis, and one parent came in and he said, you know, his daughter was talking about you all yesterday, and she couldn't wait to get here this morning because she kept saying, I forgot to give my teacher a hug. I forgot to give my teacher a hug. And, like, that was so special to me. But, you know, I make a conscious effort to give all 16 of them a hug every single morning before, you know, when they come in. And, you know, tell them how beautiful they are or, you know, that I'm happy to see them and stuff like that. And so it just shows me that those type of things stick, you know. And then right after he left, another father came in and he said, he was about to walk out the door and he turned back around and he looked at me and he said, I just want to thank you. He said, because I see such a difference in my son from September to now. He said, behavior? He had no behavior. We could not get him to behave at all, you know. And he said, at home, he's so much better. And even when he does have those little times that he may misbehave, we tell him that we're going to tell a teacher. He said, we tell him we're going to tell a teacher. And he's like, no, like, don't tell my teacher, you know. And he wants to do the right thing. And how nurturing he is to his little sister. And he, even though she's like 2 months old, he tries to teach her things that he learns in school. And when they take him to their friend's house. He's teaching his friends, you know. So those are the things that, you know, even though I got about four gifts, I think four or five, somebody lied to me and told me I was their secret Santa at my job, but I'm really not. They just wanted to buy me a gift. But I guess they didn't want me to think nothing of it since it's the opposite sex. I mean, just buy me a gift. I mean, what the heck? But nonetheless, so, you know, those four or five gifts that I got, like I said, I really appreciate it because I wasn't expecting it. But those things meant so much to me, just being told that. So those are kind of gifts, you know, that I'm talking about. Yes, that I'm grateful. And I just begin to think about how many gifts I would, you know, I want to say for the VIP that happened in 2017. And it wasn't that somebody was saying, hey, I want to sow a financial seed into the VIP. I want to give you money to do this or do that. Or maybe you need business cards. I mean, it wasn't that. It was just people, you know, just being there for us, even if it was for a month or two or whenever they were there, however they fell in line. You know, it was the guest. You know, for me personally, it's always author Tamara Brown, who, you know, of course I knew the majority of my life, but, you know, she's a researcher and she finds out so many things and she learns so much. So she's always giving us tips. And even though I didn't even really share a lot of those things with you because I'm kind of working on some of those things, you know, first and kind of figuring them out and then say, hey, sis, this is what we're going to do now. This is the direction we can go in. But those kind of things.
It's priceless, man. It's extremely priceless.
I'm telling you.
And put a price tag on it.
You can't.
It's just something. It's something. Just, you know, the people.
You can't. You
lies, man, that felt our spirit and wanted to be a part of what we was doing. I'm thinking, you know, how we met Rashid.
Yes.
We just completely clicked with him. Just mobs. Just so many people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, crazy. You know, as a kid, who would ever think that we would have access to Mickey Howard, to be able to call her, text her?
Yep.
I mean, and all those things, it's just the beginning.
And I was thinking about her the other day, and I was like, that's crazy to me. I was like,
Yes, looking at her, you know, she went to the Escape and Tamar Braxton concert and just looking at her take pictures with them backstage and saying how much she liked them. And it's like, oh, that's our Auntie Nikki.
Right. And I surely went on there and was like, I like that picture, Auntie. That picture of her and Monica I really like. And I hit her up on Instagram and I told her I really liked that picture. And something stuck out to me. I didn't feel like saying all of that on Instagram because it was just too much to say. I think I'm a texter or I might call her, you know, over the holidays. But what stuck out to me with that, and again, that goes back to emotional gratitude, not the, you know, the actual gift that's tangible to you. I was looking at that picture of her and Tamar and her and Monica and, you know, the whole Escape thing, and I was like, it's like you could tell that they kind of like have a certain revere for her. Like, wow, like this is dope. Like Mickey Howard is coming to see us, you know, kind of thing. And it took me back to when she was on our show and she was like, you know, nobody really did that for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not that kind of person. And I remember when we talked to her, just the three of us talked after the show, and I remember us talking about, you know, the importance of being there for each other and, you know, that whole thing. And when I saw her at that concert, I was like, not that I doubted that she was real, but I really knew she was real then. You know what I'm saying? I didn't doubt it, but when I saw that, I was like, that's dope.
Yeah.
You know, shouts to Auntie Mickey, who adopted us right on the show.
Okay.
So shout to Auntie Mickey. I don't know if you're listening, but happy holidays. I will definitely be hitting you up around the holidays just to give you another check-in, because I told you that I would. So, yeah, that's one thing. You know, just last month, moving on to our second show. So for you guys out there who don't know, we also have a show on Sundays called The Trend. That's another radio show, totally different from the VIP. We have so much fun on that show. Not to say that we don't have fun here, but we have so much fun on that show. We just really get down to music, stuff that we really like, and entertainment, and things that's, you know, new, and all the nuances and stuff like that. So y'all need to check that out. That's on Mixtape FM. So you have to download the Simple Radio app and go to Mixtape FM on Sundays at 7, or anytime. We won't be on at any time, but we're on at Sundays at 7. But sis, I know you had some songs in mind, since we are celebrating Christmas, that you wanted to play. Let's see. I know you love Lettucey.
Yes, that's my girl.
Yeah, Lettucey is definitely dope. I know you love Lettucey. So I think I want to start with Lettucey. I really like that particular song also. So, let's do Lettucey. Lettucey can sing her face off for a few minutes so I can give my little throat a rest, because y'all hear I sound like Weezy Jefferson. Not cute, especially for radio. But anyhow, sis, you wanna announce it?
Yes, we're going to get into Give Love on Christmas Day by Lettucey.
All righty.
It's that time of year when good friends
I was waiting for her to go off.
That is hilarious.
Through the first two verses, I'm like, all right, Odyssey, when you finna do your thing.
That is too funny. You know who has a dope version of that? I mean, I like everybody's version of that one, though. Johnny Gill, SWV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, New Edition's version was how I learned the song as a kid, actually.
Me too.
I didn't know the song. That's how I learned it. So, you know, shout out to New Edition, who we still have yet to interview, but we are not giving up on that one because, you know, like I always say, if that's what God got in store, that's what's going to happen. But so reminiscing the year 2017 for the VIP, now that I mentioned New Edition, we actually talked to Brooke Payne the day that New Edition got their star about interviewing them. And so, of course, you know, we're almost 365 days later and it hasn't come into fruition or anything like that. But, you know, just to be able to get a chance to say, hey, this is what we want to do, even though it was, what, my second time, I think, because I had spoken to him in person, what, 3 months prior or something like that at one of the New Edition events for the movie. But, you know, I was thinking about that, and this thought came to mind today while I was at work, and I wrote a quote about it about a month or so ago, how, you know, you can't be afraid to put yourself out there, because a lot of people, you know, they are. They just don't want to put themselves out there for whatever reason. You know, you don't want to put yourself out there. You don't want to put yourself out there. You are afraid of, I guess,
rejection.
What people are going to think. You know, I guess comparing yourself to people who are already out there and who's already doing it and what they might think. And most of the time, them people ain't thinking about you because you following them on these social medias. They ain't following you, you know, for the most part. So they ain't even thinking about you until you get so hot to the point where they can't help but to think about you because you put yourself out there. But if you never put yourself out there, you'll never get the opportunity to even be among those kind of people. So I'm saying all that to say, right, not to say anything negative about Brooke Payne, but I'm going to say that I know for a fact that I approached him in his face two times, you know, once, what, 2016 of September, and then a few months down the line, 2017 in January. And, you know, this is a man who, of course, I feel like we both kind of sort of look up to and to some degree because, you know, he's one of the main responsibilities for a group that we've loved since we were little kids. You know what I mean? So we could have been intimidated or anything. And then there was also a time a little bit, about 2 months ago, that we talked, Brooke and I think I told you, Brooke and I had talked via Instagram, DM, you know, DM'd each other back and forth. And, of course, you know, I mentioned it again. So I'm saying all that to say, you know, don't be afraid because at the end of the day, God definitely has the final say. But if you never put yourself out there, who's going to know about you? All you're going to do is keep your gifts, since we're talking about gifts, right? You're going to keep those special gifts that God gave you a secret, and nobody's ever going to know about you. So, you know, you can't be intimidated. I'm to the point where, and I could boldly say that this only because he's deceased probably, but I feel like I don't care if it was Michael Jackson. If God granted, and Michael Jackson was still alive, and everybody know how I feel about Michael Jackson since I was 3 years old. But if he was still here, I would have to not be ashamed if I could get to Michael Jackson. And I know that that's the greatest entertainer of all time. Like, who's going to top Michael Jackson? You know what I'm saying? Unless God see fit that it is going to be somebody who does. But I'm just saying all that to say that you just got to put yourself out there. And I do feel like I wouldn't be intimidated by that. So if I'm not intimidated by Michael Jackson, then I don't know who would intimidate me into not speaking to them, into not saying, hey, this is what I'm doing, and, you know, I would like to interview you, or whatever it is that I'm doing at that particular time, because I know, you know, for me and for you as well, this is not the end-all, be-all either, you know. So for whatever reason, I might want to connect with somebody. If I feel like I need to talk to them and I have the opportunity, I'm going to have to be nervous when it's over, you know. So I want to encourage you guys to just do the daggone thing, whatever it is. And as you go and just try to perfect your craft, you know, all of that type of stuff. And just do what you do. God gave us all gifts. It's something we all supposed to be doing. But if you allow people to intimidate you, you'll never do it. So, like Forrest Gump would say, that's all I have to say about that. Do it, y'all. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody is not going to say no. Everybody won't say no.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will. Some people will just be complete jackrabbits, you know, but you still can't allow it to stop you. And you got to also remember that all of those people were once where you were.
That's right.
They have to get there.
And, sis, you know what? That's what I think about often. And I think in doing so, you know, thinking like that is another thing that kind of gives me the oomph to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I always say, unless you're Janet Jackson, you wasn't born into this. You know, and that's not to say that she didn't have to work for what she got. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that by the time Janet Jackson was born, you know, her brothers, they were doing their thing. Right. Right. You know, they were doing their thing. So other than that, you don't know what it feels like unless you are a child of a celebrity or something like that, that you kind of grew up in the industry, so you know these people, whatever. But most of the time, everybody was just like us. They just dreamed what it is they wanted to do, you know, and they had to somehow make it happen. And do I think that sometimes celebrities forget that? I do think they forget it sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I never want to forget that. So if that means that that's why it took so long for me to start doing some of these things so I can remember, then, you know, so be it. You know, so be it. But you got to keep it moving. And that's for sure. So I don't know, sis. I'm about to look.
I want to hear some Mario. I want to hear.
Let's see. Hey, y'all, because I'm still sounding like Weezy Jefferson here. And I'm also I'm also playing around on the Mecca page as well. On this Facebook Live. So, let's see what he got to say. Since I really want to get a chance to have the opportunity, I love the guests, and I definitely want to, you know, keep them coming. Like we tell people, it's something that we chose to do to break the monotony of some of the things that we talk about, because sometimes we get really deep, so we, you know, added our special guest to lighten it up, but I do like the time that we get to just us, just vibe, just, you know, just me and you kind of talk. So I definitely look forward to doing that a little bit more in 2018 as well, because I enjoy this time, even though we don't do it much. So you said Mario, right? Let's see what's up with
that. Yeah, Mario, Someday at Christmas.
Someday at Christmas, Mario.
Someday at Christmas, this won't be boring. Playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Oh, someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be
top five favorite male vocalists. I love Mario's voice. I love his voice. I love him. And as I was listening to that song, I was thinking about how this is going to be his first Christmas without his mom.
Wow.
And it made me, and I just want to give some encouraging words to anyone that may be going through that. It may not be your first year, maybe your 10th year, 20th year, 50th year.
Right.
Without a loved one, without a parent, without a husband, without a wife, without a child, it's so hard. It's hard. It's really, really hard.
It's definitely hard. And, guys,
I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit. I haven't felt the Christmas spirit for 4 years now. And I'm just trying. I haven't even put my Christmas tree up yet, sis.
Well, I don't ever put mine up till Christmas Eve.
Well,
put it up quick, put it back down quick.
I have it up at least a week or two before Christmas, and it's like I have to force myself to do it for my children.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, it's something. It's something, man. holidays just not the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was.
But my kids to have the special memories that I had. So that's why I know I got to, you know, pull it
keep
together.
Keep going, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about, I know we get usually around the holidays. I know we did it last year for Thanksgiving. We talked about, you know, the holidays and, you know, not having certain people in your life anymore because they're deceased and stuff like that. And so it was funny because this week when I started not feeling good, you know, this be my fourth day, but this is my best day of the four. I thought back to Thanksgiving, how we did last year when we talked to a couple of people, right, that we just, you know, just so happened to meet, actually just being on social media. Shouts out to Sister Aunt Terry. I see you listening. And my godmother Pat, or Matricia, as I call her. I see you listening. But, you know, I thought about just how taking that time out to talk with them and talking about the holidays and stuff kind of was like therapy for everybody. Hi, shout out to Pastor Brewer, too. And it was funny because I was trying to work so hard on Donshe Hopkins this week. And then when I started not feeling good, like my follow-up was not what it normally is and, you know, all of that. But I think it was God's way of saying that just take this time right before the year ends to first and foremost thank him for how far he's brought us in less than 365 days. Because we started reaching a turning point after, you know, during L.A. I won't even say after. I'll say in L.A. In January, even how we got there. Because if people knew that we was riding on faith just to get a plane ticket to get to L.A.
Girl,
so how everything happened was just crazy for us. And I know that it was predestined for us to be where we were because things just fell in line the way that they fell in line and effortlessly. Because we didn't really have to try too hard for too much of anything when we got there. You know, so that was a very awesome experience. But I knew after I kept not feeling good, and you know how I'm about follow-up and I'm staying on people, I didn't have the energy, you know what I mean, to do it. And I hit you and I said, sis, let's just do this. But like I said, I know that we had to talk about the year and thank God for how far he has brought us in less than 365 days and just take that time for us to just talk and not so much have a guest. We the guest today. How about that? You know, so we needed this and I think we should do it a little bit more often. But one of the things that was very, very memorable to me in 2017, and please, whoever was our guest, if we don't say your story, please, it's not because we love you any less, but there's been so many of you guys that we can't possibly think of them all. But I remember when we talked about domestic violence, and we had our guest on. Excuse me for y'all just listening. I've been sick all week, so I'm trying to make it happen. Sound a little bit like Weezy Jefferson. But I remember, you know, the lady who came on telling us, one, that she was glad that she came on to talk about it and that we allowed that forum for her to have the space to talk about what she needed to talk about. And she told me that she never really talked about it, you know, in an open forum. She has her books and so on and so forth. And even with her, it was a divine connection how I connected with her on Instagram because I didn't know that lady. I did not know that lady. All I knew is that this particular week we was going to talk about domestic violence and I didn't know who I was going to reach out to. And I think she started following me on Instagram or something. And it was just like, just ask her. Ask her if she knows anybody. And she said, me, I want to tell my story. Mm-hmm. And so many people.
Powerful story it was. With Erica, right?
Yes, Erica. Shout out to Erica. So many people who we've come in contact with in a year and a half have said, thank you for allowing me to tell my story. You know what I mean? Like, that's big to me. And it goes back to what I was saying. People say all this stuff about Christmas and all these gifts that you put in a box. But what about those emotional gifts that you can't pay for? So when people say stuff like that to me about us or you or me or however they do it, that's bigger to me than anything that you could put in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's one of my memorable experiences.
Half of the time, you don't even remember what a gift that somebody gave you. You know,
right.
But
even if you keep everything like I do for the most part. So that was one. I mean, I could go on about how many.
It's just so many. It's just so many great moments and great stories that was told to us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even. I've enjoyed having Rashida Strober.
Yes, the dark-skinned activist.
Oh, my goodness, Maddie Stevenson.
Maddie Stevenson. And
so
I love
many...
her because she loved the Lord, okay?
Yes.
So anybody love the Lord, we could do high fives all day. So I love Maddie definitely because of that. And we met her by mistake in L.A., not even by mistake. I'm not even going to use that word. But, you know, just walking up the strip in L.A., and I think I heard her saying something about self-esteem. So here I go, because that's my thing. You know, so here I go. Excuse me. You know? And she's like, oh, you know, I write books and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, really? And I remember that's how she and I started talking, and all of us, right there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right there on the corner. So it's just been awesome, very, very awesome people. And what they don't know, and I don't think I've ever said before, is that for me, honestly, they keep me going.
Oh, yeah.
They keep me going.
You know, we have those days. I know I do. I have them a lot. You know, some Thursdays it's like I'm, you know, rushing home from getting off work, having to pick up my kids, having to fix them something to eat, and it's like I do not feel like doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
I be on ease. But some of those guests, man, they give me life. They give me life, and they make it all worth it.
Girl, please, I ain't feel like doing it today, to be honest, because I'm tired. Like, you know, a lot of people don't realize, like, a lot of days I'm awake for 18 and 19 hours. So it's plenty of days that I don't, but I thank God for whoever he connects us with, because the same way that they think or they say that we encourage them and thank you for allowing me to use this forum, those are the same things that sometimes I have to think about. I think about the impact that's being made just by them saying some of the stuff that they say to us. That's, you know, so God has his way of working stuff out to make it, to make you do what he needs for you to do, because he knows the very thing that triggers you. He knows everything, you know, so definitely that. And then being able to actually support Rashida Strober last month when she came to New York, that was big too. And I didn't know about her either. My sister just connected me to her, and I guess she probably figured, oh, this would be somebody who, you know, Mecca would be interested in, this lady, this dark-skinned activist or whatever, because they know how I'm big on that type of stuff too, because I can't stand that. I'm light and I'm better, and you dark and you not, and we all the same. God made us how he wanted us to be. I can't stand it. And, you know, it's always a big thing for me when dark people have a bad self-esteem. Like I said, I never had that. I don't understand. So, it, you know, I said, hey, I'm going to figure out how to connect with this lady, and she can't even accept nobody, no more friends on Facebook, but we're going to work this out. So to be able to support her when she came to New York was awesome, and she should be coming back soon. So, yeah, I don't know. We're going to play another song, and then while we're playing that song, we can figure out what else was very impactful for 2017 for the VIP. I don't know. So many stories, so many guests. I don't know. Huh?
I want to hear a Christmas song by Fantasia.
Ooh, I love Fantasia. All right, the Christmas song.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They say that Santa Claus is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Some Fantasia. That is my girl right there, Fantasia. I remember meeting her when she first came out twice. When she, a little bit after she won American Idol, and that's when I was interning at the radio station. So y'all, this is not new for me. This stuff is in my blood. Like I tell everybody all the time, my uncle was on radio. He was murdered before I was born. But back in the 60s with Frankie Crocker and those type of people. So this is in my blood. Sarah, I see that you are listening. Sarah. Just as I was saying what I was talking about you know, people who, you know, kind of made an impact. Sarah and I never met, been on Facebook friends since I've been on this page, which was like maybe about 4 years now almost. And when I tell you, when God wants you to know something about a person, you just know. And sometimes you can't say anything because it's a little bit eerie to people who don't understand, or it could be scary or whatever. You know, so you just kind of wait. And I remember last year this time, since we are doing a year review, right? I remember last year this time when we talked about suicide and depression. And right after that... Bear with me, y'all. Right after that, I did my Miss Mecca Answers Live, and I talked about the perspective of raising a suicidal child. And I talked about the fact that there's no help for the family. And by the time you finish dealing with all of that, you're depressed too. You know, you got to get yourself together. And I went through so many different emotions, you know, from feeling like, whew, you know, how do we get through this one? Or, you know, not being able to sleep at night because you're old enough to get up and do whatever you want to do. You know, just so many different things. And I remember I wanted to talk about what the family deals with and how I got over it. And I remember that particular time I did that live, Sarah, who's listening now, was listening then. And she told me that she dealt with some of the same stuff. And I knew it from the start. But how are you going to tell somebody you know something about them that you never met them before? So I was waiting for her to tell me that this one day. So when she told me, I was like, oh, here's my opportunity. You know, but after that, she said, she did a big post. I just looked at it the other day in my memories and thanked me and, you know, said how much she pays attention to things that I say. And that was crazy to me because you just kind of do what you do and you hope that somebody, you can be an encouragement to somebody, but you never know. And again, that goes back to, that's not a gift in a box. That's a gift. That's something that those words that she put on Facebook, I will never forget those words. I saved it and everything. So, Sarah, just know that even though you think that I'm encouraging you, you might not even remember all of those things you said about me on Facebook last year, but I guess it's in your memory. Things encourage me. And times that I feel like that is difficult for me, I can think about things like that that you said or things that other people have said to me to keep me going. And oftentimes when you're very strong and you have, you know, that tough exterior and an interior, a lot of times you don't get a lot of encouragement back. So that's how mine comes back. So I just want to say thank you, Sarah, for that. And you just continue to be encouraged because I'm looking at things that you say and I realize how much you've grown from the time that we first became Facebook friends. So Merry Christmas to you, Sarah. And yeah, but I got a funny one, sis. Remember our last show of 2016? That was a piece of Full Force. That was Lou and Paul. I had to laugh because I was thinking about how much Bowlegged Lou is such a clown all the time. And we learned that the hard way by him calling into our show and pranking us two times, even though the second time we were on it. So by the time we invited him to really be on the show, he used his mother to prank us, and I could not believe it. I was like, is he serious? And at first I was not scared for real, because, you know, I ain't scared. You got 10 toes and 10 fingers like me, what I'm scared of. But when he put his mother on the phone, and he kept saying, it was Mecca. It was Mecca. And I was like, what? You know, what did I do? And he was saying all this stuff. And she, now you see where she get it from, because she was on there like, yeah, I knew it. I knew it was her. I knew it was a young lady. Remember she kept saying it was two young girls. And he said that I said that she looked like, what was it, an ape?
Umbrella?
Or something. And she was like, yep, I knew it. I said, I can't. But if you remember, what I appreciate, even though he's a clown, but I appreciate right after that, I think it was about 2 weeks or so after that, I know it was in January, I finally got a chance to see him in person. And, you know, he was definitely cool. That was at one of the viewing parties for the New Edition movie, the last one that I went to before we went to L.A. And then when we got to L.A., please, he saw us, and he was just trying to make sure everybody knew who we were.
He was trying to introduce us to everyone.
Right. And so, to me, that's support, too, because they know him. You know, if you like music long enough, and you didn't have to be a 70s or 80s baby to know, because for me, my music, you know, definitely supersedes how long I've been here. I like all kind of music from different genres, different decades. But if you really like music long enough, you can't help. You got to know who Full Force is because they've done so much, not just for themselves, but for other artists. And so, you know, we get to L.A. and, you know, it's Unique and Mecca. Hey, you know, hi. A couple of people might have known, but not like that. And he just, oh, yeah, this is Unique and Mecca. And this is, and we sit up here like, okay, hi. You know, again, just goes back to those gifts that don't come in a box. So I definitely had to share that. He's a clown, but he's also very supportive, always doing something crazy like he did mm-hmm. the last time that I saw him. But I was ready for him. I was ready for him when I saw him in September when he stuck that little sticker on me, crazy self. But, yeah, guys, so if you're just tuning in, we're just talking about not only the Christmas, you know, just a year of being on Blog Talk. We just made a year for Blog Talk, but we've been doing it for a year and a half, and it's been a dream of ours since we were knee-high to a grasshopper. We used to have phone conversations about this as kids. But, yeah, you know, just kind of going back. Sometimes you got to just reflect and see how far God has brought you and just a lot of different things, and he has definitely opened a lot of doors for us, and most of the time it wasn't even doors that we knocked on. We just kind of walked through, you know, like even with Bobby, we just walked through. To be honest, we went back to sit down and Troy's on the phone like, did you come here, please? And we walked through the door. I remember that. That was just so real to me because you couldn't tell me that what happened to me when I was a kid. And my godmother is listening and she knows how much we both love New Edition. So, you know, I always think about when we got to the door, how the bodyguards were standing there looking at us. And we was just standing there like, y'all gonna open the door soon, so we not gonna say nothing. They was looking at us like, where y'all going? And I remember the other bodyguard radioing, and he was like, open the door for them. Nobody could have never told me that at 9 years old, and I believed it. But then knowing me with my crazy faith, I probably would have believed it. But, you know, little things like that is just so. And so shouts out to Troy.
Yes.
Because Troy,
definitely.
Troy was the one who made that happen.
He made a lot of stuff happen, man. He took when we were doing our little conference call.
Yeah.
And we haven't even interviewed Troy on Blog Talk yet. But
when we interview Troy for Blog Talk, we better get ready for a 2-hour conversation.
Okay, no. We're going to let Troy, we got 30 minutes. You got 30 minutes to speak, Troy. That's it.
Yeah, Troy definitely did, to be honest. One of the most humble people that I know. So for you guys who don't know who Troy Hughes is, Troy Hughes is somebody who...
Everywhere Troy.
Troy just took one opportunity as a young person, maybe like late teens to early 20s, and turned that into his whole career. And I remember him telling us that it started with Wanye from Boyz II Men. They went to school together or something, and now I'm going to have to get him back on so he can tell the story the right way because I'm messing it all up. But going to school with Wanye, and then, you know, Wanye ended up with Biv, you know, Michael Bivins and that whole thing. And I think he went to a video shoot and, hey, I do photography. And now it's like, who don't he do photography for? So I thought that was very interesting. And I wanted to know, you know, how that stuff came about and how did he, you know, end up doing photography for all these celebrities and stuff like that. And just reached out to Troy. And I feel like once we reached out to Troy, that was like a turning point. Not even I feel like it was. Troy, to be honest, Troy on our show had more guests call in for him than some of the celebrities that we've had on, and that's big. But he's one of the most humble people that I know. Humble, hilarious. If Troy don't like you, something wrong. Something definitely wrong. So, you know, yeah, big shout out to, what we call him, Wonder M instead of Wonder Troy, Wonder Mentor for that, you know. The photo shoot. How we bump into a free photo shoot when we went to L.A.? Was not expecting that. So for you people who don't know, my sis and I, we do our show every week together, and then we do the trend on Sundays, but we are not even in the same city, so we don't get a chance to really take pictures together. The pictures we have together, 99% of them are from when we were kids. So a lot of times we would put our little stuff together and have to paste pictures together and all of that. We went to L.A. and ended up with a photo shoot. Big shout out to Shirley, Freshy, and our photography.
For free.
A free photo shoot. So 2017 has been something else for us. Like, it really, really has been. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, how you get a free photo shoot from a photographer? Not no play. Let me take my phone camera and make it happen. God is good.
Thanks, Shirley.
Thanks, Shirley, girl, as I call her. And Shirley then dragged me so many. And then ironically, we met her in L.A., but she lives in New York, so she just drags me all over the place. She treats me like I'm 4 years old when we get there. So you know me. Shirley's like 5'1", and I'm 5'8 and a half. So, you know, we get to these different places, and we go to these places together. And me, you know, I want to walk off and be like, oh, I'm going to go over here and do this. And she's like, no, I can't lose you. Hello, Shirley, I know you're the oldest, but I'm not 4. We both grown. She'd be like, no, let me do this real quick, and then we can do this together. I can't. So, but thank you for all of your support, Shirley, because it was Shirley. Shirley is how I got the whole Johnny Gill situation. Stokely as of late, you know, and so many other things. And it's just like, it's a blessing to have Shirley around too, sis, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people don't understand the time that it takes this happen with no, you know, we're not MS Communications. We're not Clear Channel Broadcasting. So it takes a lot of time. We don't just wake up in the morning and say, we got a program director to program these songs. Not that we do a lot of music on the VIP. That's more of the trend. But we don't have that, you know. We don't have a person that can just, well, I'm going to say it. We don't have a person that can just call somebody and say, hey, we want this person to come for this particular interview. No, that's footwork. And that's, and you know, like I tell people all the time, that's footwork for me. I work 3 jobs. Shoot, I feel like that spoof from In Living Color. It takes a lot. So, you know, a lot of people don't understand. And when you don't have time for them, they feel like, you know, they feel away or whatever. I'm tired. I'm sleeping for the 4 or 5 hours I get to sleep. And that's if, because you know me, sis, I'm the kind of person that wake up in the middle of the night and pray and that type of stuff. So it's like sometimes with that, I won't call it an interruption, but I call myself, okay, I'm asleep for 5 hours, and I'm subconsciously, I'll just wake up and I'll be praying. So I don't even always get 4 hours of sleep, and then I got to deal with 16, 13, 3-year-olds. It's not easy, you know, and I do understand that everybody's not going to understand, but then when I have Shirley to sit down and talk with her, because she's on her grind working all the hours that she works and then doing photography for certain people. So Freshie and I photography, Shirley, she's another photographer, doing photography for all these different people and being at these different places, it's not easy. It takes time. Sometimes you don't have time for too much of anybody, to be honest. So it's not an easy thing when you're doing it on your own, but it's not an impossible thing when you know that that's something that God predestined for you to do, because he's going to make things happen for you without Clear Channel Broadcasting, without MS Communications. So, you know, it's not easy. And I don't sleep a lot, and I'm a sleep fan. I love to sleep, but, you know, can't do it all the time. Whew. Sis, what are we doing next? Did you make this little list here?
Okay. I'm going to get into some India RE and Kim.
Wait, you sound like Granny when you said, okay. You got Joycelyn Williams all up in you. Let's see. You know, this be all over the place here. And I thought we was going to use the same one from the trend. You got to be an overachiever. My voice is coming back. Hey, girl. Starting to sound like you again. A little bit. Let's see. Goodness, sis. I just don't know. Oh, Yes, I do. Ooh, with Kim. I like Kim. What's the name of that one, sis?
I think it's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just wanted you to say it. Uh-oh. We're doing the same situation. So while I'm fixing that, I don't know. You got another one from 2017? Let's see. There's just so many, like you said.
It's so many. It's like my brain is frozen right now. I really enjoyed Tamika Teller.
Tamika Teller. It came on the show and sang her face off and woke my mother up. And you know my mother is about an off note. Woke my mother up out of her sleep.
Yeah.
My mother loved to sing, just like her child. Yes, Tamika Teller. Shout to Tamika Teller. She got
to
do a drop for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I enjoy Tamika Teller also. Tamika Teller is an actress, singer.
Mm-hmm. What an awesome play.
Yes, I got a chance to see her in, what was it?
Beauty Shop.
The new one. Yes. And Bowlegged Lou was in that. So, yeah, Tamika Teller is the bomb. She's hilarious. Some of the stuff she says here, I just be laughing at her so hard. But I got to get back with her because she did say she was going to do a drop for us. So let's see if this, let's see how Kim and Indy Ari is rolling now. Let's see what happens. Yeah, girl. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Guess what?
Hello.
I'm going to be playing around with that one. So, Tamika Teller, who else?
I want to give a shout-out to Monica Mo Elam.
Monica Mo Elam.
Is one that gave the VIP a makeover.
Yes, Lord.
Like, ladies, y'all flyers is whack.
You thank God she ain't listen, because she's going to be like, I didn't say that. And she really didn't. But she really didn't say that. But that's what we
basically
said.
Basically, she said that. Now, we don't know what we're doing. We ain't no Photoshop masters over here.
Yeah, that ain't what we do.
That ain't what we do, putting our little pictures together, making collages and stuff.
And trying to make it work because we don't want to look like we're 17 years old in the picture. You understand? Because that's what it would be if you all the pictures of us together, for the most part, are that. So, yeah, shouts to Monica Mo Elam. And again, see, when you put your best foot forward, God is always going to work it out. Because the stuff that Monica has done for us, we didn't pay her a dime either. And she did not know us from a hole in the wall. I didn't ask for nothing free because I don't ask for nothing free. If you're going to give it to me free, that's on you. I asked you, I didn't ask her for anything, to be honest. So definitely shout out to Mo for that. And just being blunt and honest. I mean, I can take blunt and honest because that's me all day. Let's see what happens, sis. Let's see.
Come on, India.
India said, what? Forget about it.
Don't be showing out, India.
Girl. And Kim. I like Kim. Even though all Kim's music sound the same to me, but I just like Kim. I don't know what it
you
is.
You know what? I do, too. I do. It took me a minute to, like, get into him because I'm, like, the big neo-soul fan. Like, I love everybody. And when I saw Kim in concert, that's when I really was like, okay, I am really feeling this guy. He is funny as all get out.
But wait, did he have the pants over the bone and the knee, the elbow part of your ankle? Because he don't play.
Yeah,
he don't play no games with that. I saw him on some show, and he had on his high water pants.
Tight.
He was playing.
Yes, you know.
He did. That's his little style.
Water.
All right, man. Do you?
Yep, that's his style.
Who said high waters wasn't in style? That's what you're wearing. That's what's in style. What you do is you make your own trend. Let's see. If you get interrupted by India, don't blame me. Let's just see what happens. All right. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
India was going to hog up the whole song because I ain't hear Kim for a minute. I said, all right, wait a minute. He ain't do his favorite infamous riff. I'm surprised. That Alicia was talking about that on Facebook the other day. I said, I'm going to slap her face if she don't stop. but she was telling the truth, though. That's his favorite line when he's doing his riff. But you know what? I was just looking through, and then it's off to auntie duties. I gotta go pick up your niece and nephew. But I was looking through some of our old show guests while Kim and India RE was on, just so I could think about people that I wanted to shout out. And I still might not get everybody, but definitely want to shout out Will Trax, who I got a chance to see last month, because, you know, most of the time we don't see these people until after the fact. But Will Trax, Terrell Paul, our brother. Definitely want to shout him out. Tim Campbell, you know, when we had them on together as Paul Campbell, want to shout them out. John John from Troop. Stephen Russell Hart from Troop, the Grammy winner. Want to shout him out. Yes, high five. Definitely want to shout him out, especially shout them out, especially Tristan and Mac. I'm a beat Mac since he owes a drop too. Oh, goodness. Whew. Who else? I'm literally looking through Trey Bryant. I'm literally looking through the pictures right now. Trey Bryant.
I want to give a shout out to my people at Karma, Rashawn. Era,
of course, that's our family right there.
Dunbar, A-Rock, Shy Collins,
yes. Miles Truitt, who played Little Ronnie DeVoe.
Yes, Little Ronnie.
And his family. Oh, goodness, who else was on here? trying to get everybody because I know we got to go. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ricky Bird. I just passed by that picture of me and him at the gala. I'm going to be looking through the pictures to help me remember.
I'm just going off the top of the dome.
Girl, you go ahead. I don't got much left to the dome after all these hours. Definitely want to give out a shout out to
Alicia Ruiz, to Denise Jones.
Yes. The silent music icon himself. Because you know he don't like people to know that he got the most sampled. I think he's number two or number three to James Brown in samples. But he's like the silent icon that you got to look him up to find out who he is. He just don't want to be, you know. But just John Pruitt, got to shout him out. Thanks for all of his contributions, even though he keeps them on the low, to the music industry. And if it wasn't for the fact that I was who he was, he wouldn't have came on that show. Which, you know, I ain't nobody special, you know. But it's just when you watch a person grow up, you can't tell them no. Melvin Davis, yes, my godbrother. From Upper Echelon Boutique. Big shout out to Val Wallace, Looks to Envy.
Ooh, yes.
Definitely. Uncle Scubby.
A correspondent. So, Six of Loving My Teeth.
Six and Renee, yes, Loving My Teeth.
Of Glamorous Life Accessories.
Yes. Shawana Vaughn of Silent Cry.
Yes.
And Pastor Henry of Inner City Gun Violence Prevention. We talk about the rough stuff, y'all. This is why we have to have these kind of shows, because we talk about so many rough things. Again, Auntie Mickey, who adopted us.
Oh,
I know we said it earlier, but you understand. Mickey Howard.
Right.
So many people.
Fight.
Moms of Ballers.
Women. Yes.
Moms of Ballers. We got to give them a shout out. We got to give shout outs to Feisty and Extraordinary Women.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm
Mr.
trying to
Rowe.
Look.
Mr. Rowe and Men of Vision.
Men of Vision, that was hilarious. That was
a
hilarious interview.
That was a very fun interview.
Miss Sarah Williams for sharing her story. Mackenzie Creation.
Yes.
Ah, gracious.
Oh my goodness. Nicole
Tamika.
Nicole Williams and oh my goodness.
Big Snow.
Big Snow.
Yes. just so many people that we definitely want to shout out. And, of course, you guys who tune in when I'm not live, who actually log on and tune in to the show. Just everybody, anybody who's sent an encouragement, anybody who did a silent prayer that we just don't even know about, those who we can pick up the phone and just have the pep talks with, just every single body And you know what, again, we talk about difficult topics and then we break it up with entertainment because it, you know, it does get kind of heavy for us. And, you know, we love what we do. And so you kind of got to break it up a little bit just so that we don't be depressed when it's over. So just God, literally, God, thank you, God, because we had no idea how we were going to make any of this happen or how we were going to reach out to some of the people that we were able to reach out to. So definitely that. We said Rashid, DJ Rashid. We said Mar from the Base of Boston Radio.
Yeah, Dion Richmond.
How can I forget Dion Richmond? Bud.
Yes.
My buddy growing up. And in case y'all don't know, you know, Karma, we could go back to Karma because that's my godson and his uncle, which is Unique's son, that through rapping and music producing and all of this kind of stuff, they were on our show. Just everybody. Gosh, I just can't thank you guys enough, and I definitely can't thank God enough because this is amazing to me. Everything that we've been able to do in less than 365 days, everybody be encouraged because we know that sometimes the holidays are not the easiest because you can't be with the people who you are accustomed to being with. They have, you know, gone on and left you with memories. So please hold those things dear to your heart. And since we had so much fun that we didn't even do our intro, we didn't need no intro. We just bust through. But I guess we can end off with our outro. If you don't have anything to say, I'm not sure, sis, what you want to say, because I got my voice back and I just, you know, diarrhea mouth. Can't stop.
She was narrating everything.
Yeah, girl.
I just definitely want to say, you know, enjoy your family. Take this time to just enjoy, you know, don't feel bad if you don't have the money to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, just be there and just give love and do it all throughout the year. Don't just give it on Christmas, give it, you know, all the time.
That's right.
You never know when God is going to need somebody that we love back. You never know. And you don't never want to say shoulda, coulda, woulda. You just always want to just give love, you know.
And I'd be, you know what, sis, I would certainly be remiss without shouting out two people. My mother, who is definitely not on Facebook. My mother calls into this show at least 90% of the time.
Even if
she falls asleep, she will wake back up and be like, yeah, you know, as you were saying. So I definitely have to give her a shout out. My biggest encouragement, you know, definitely got to give my mom a shout out because she's always here. She ain't here tonight, though. I'm looking on the queue. She ain't here tonight. But she ain't here because her goddaughter and grandson are at her house right now. They surprised us, so she ain't thinking about us. She's too busy enjoying her family, and I ain't mad at that. And I'd certainly be remiss without giving a shout out to my cousin. Wayne is a gem to the VIP.
He is a gem.
Anything I need, I don't pay for studio time for nothing, and he won't take my money. Like I said, I don't expect nobody to do anything for me free. I don't care if you're my Siamese twin, but he won't take a dime from us, and I just go in his studio and do whatever I want for the VIP or just because. So shouts out to him, and I have to say happy birthday to my nephew cousin, his little son, who I call my cheeseburger, who just turned 3 years old yesterday. I love you. And I love you all. Thank you for listening. And, yeah, I think we can conclude the VIP tonight, sis. You good?
I'm good.
All right.
Thank you for spending time on the VIP with Unique Emeka. You can find us here every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for the VIP experience. Bring a friend or look us up on Instagram and Facebook under Unique Mecca, spelled YOUNEIKMEKHA, or on Twitter under VIP.UniqueMecca. And if you don't believe anything else, please believe that you are a VIP through trial and triumph. Thanks again for joining us.